Hogstop Hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Fine, it's bloody brilliant, tickety boo.
Look at the baby, look at the baby.
I said a funny voice a minute ago. I goes like this.
Look at the baby, look at the baby. Look at the baby, look at the baby.
And that tickled me, so I thought I'd add it in the podcast.
Look at the baby, look at the baby.
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. How the fuck do you even get an elephant to understand you want him to point out the bucket with the most fruit in?
Okay, let's talk about BT, shall we? Yeah, let's fucking talk about BT. Bastards and twats is what it stands for. Right, so the Hosk, he's trying to do the simple thing. I used to have a phone number. I said, I changed the phone into my name to ABT. Would you mind if I kept that number? I quite like it. I said, yes, of course, you can have that number. Old Hosky, my boy, you can have it. Okay, 2 weeks later, I haven't got it. I've got a completely fucking different number. Did they tell me? Did they? Bollocks. So I fucking ring up, say, oh, but my number's not working. They said, oh, yes, everything's working fine. It's bloody brilliant, tickety-boo. I ring the number, dead. Fucking dead, because I've got a new one, which they didn't tell me about. So after fucking ages of wrangling, going through a million different cool fucking centres being passed here, there and every fucking where, I get to someone and they say, oh yes, we'll just do a service change. Oh, that's what I need to do, is it? Oh god, why didn't I fucking guess that? So, woman says, request new number. But she sends it to some satellite fucking team, whatever the fuck they do, for people who want numbers from different suppliers. I just said, I'm from BT, that used to be my number, and now you think it was with someone else. Why? So 5 to 10 days, she said it would take. I ring up fucking 9 days later, the dude says, oh, after going through 3 departments being passed from one department, and the next dude just hanging up on me. What a bastard he was. So I go, finally get to this dude, and he says, oh, well, don't know what she's done here. everyone does it wrong before. What were they doing, they say? Yeah, well, what are you, probably the same fucking bullshit you're about to do to me, is fuck me over, and so I have to wait fucking 7 or 8 days to ring back, and then the next person goes, well, I don't know what they fucking did. I tell you what, sir, I've done it myself. I've put the order in. I said, well, sounds similar to what she said last week, right? No, well, you know, I'm not really quite sure what she was doing, but I said, well, it's going to take, what, 8 days then? Yep, well, why is it taking so long? Well, I haven't got any powers to manipulate time. Of course you fucking have. What do you think you are? Are you a Time Lord? I mean, what the fuck? He hasn't got powers to manipulate time. Well, none of us have, mate. We're just fucking humans. And old workers at BT are morons. So, I was kind of exasperated by this point. So this is the next stage of the fannying around with BT. Of course, I'll have probably have a whole podcast full of fucking shenanigans with BT before I get actually any broadband. Bastards and twats. Now you know what it stands for.
If that bird was to play around, I'd say any minute I could just let out a big fucking fat shit. What would be around? Don't you want to play with that thing? My shit's a 10 wipes. Do you want to wipe up my shit? Do you? Fuck. Yeah. I don't want to wipe that shit up. Never mind you.
Animal would buy apricot yogurt. This is quite a difficult one. The animal who would eat apricot yogurt sounds a bit like this. So now do you know who would eat apricot yogurt?
That's the best bit from the radio from yesterday on Radio 1. Just sad, isn't it? All the people listening to that probably laughing, little bloody morons. I'm sure young people are getting stupider every year. Honestly, they'll have Teletubbies on Radio 1 soon. You just watch. There's scores of women who have felt the magic come from my wand. You probably haven't heard the historic fables of Hosk and the penis of pleasure. There's a lot of women who have felt the full power of this Hosk station.
I've recently happened to go early, it's time, early o'clock, early to go or drive further to work. But bizarrely, I leave at 7:30, get there by 8:30, even and it's like 20 miles further away, I leave at 8 o'clock to go somewhere 20 miles nearer, I get there at 9. How fucked up's that? Anyway, so I've been getting up early, and you kind of set your alarm and go, right, well, okay, I'll need to have a shower, shave, make my sandwiches, have breakfast, etc. So I'll allocate, we'll have like 10 minutes for shower, da-da-da. And you kind of, you spec it all out, say, right, I need 40 minutes. Bob, put that in, put that into the alarm. Magic. Of course, then you wake up the next day, and you go, oh, I'm fucking tired. What do I need? 10 minutes for a shower? Oh, don't be fucking stupid. I can do that in 5. What the hell do I need 10 minutes in the shower for? Goodness sake, I'll have another 5 minutes. I'll invest that in sleep. Oh. 5 minutes to make a sandwich? What am I doing? Goodness, I could do that in 2 minutes. Another 3 minutes sleeping. You just rejudge everything, and sometimes you miss it out. Fuck it, I'll buy sandwiches. Fucking, what a stupid idea making sandwiches. You just reschedule it to lay like a zombie in your bed for an extra few minutes. But it is good how the judgment goes from, I'll need 40 to 20. I can run. I can run in the shower, dive in, shave double fast, cutting myself, but that doesn't matter. I get 5 extra minutes sleeping, slapdash the sandwiches. I can eat my breakfast with 2 spoons. Come on, that's an extra minute in bed.
I read today that they're bringing the Krypton Factor back. Oh, yes, sir. Or as I dubbed it to my friends, the only quiz Superman was afraid of. Genius, it's got all the elements of a cracking quiz. 1, embarrassing tracksuits. 2, puzzles of the Sudoku variety that are so popular these days. And then when everyone does it, they sort of go, yarn, like, with a flourishy finish and a nerdy kind of smug look on their faces. Yes, I've done that. And an assault course, a real eliminator. This is a real assault course. Not just like a little 3-minute jog around a big hall with some bouncy castles and stuff. This is serious. This is out in the army training or whatever. So that should be coming back soon. I'll be glad to see that back on our screens. Of course, it'll probably be crap. Everything that was being done, everything that was good in your childhood was actually shit. You just didn't realise it. You didn't know. Beverly Hills 50924578910 was shit. You watched it every week, you didn't realise it. People now, they're watching Hollyoaks. It's complete crap, you idiots. But they don't know, they don't know any better. Gladiators, it was crap. We all think it was brilliant. No, it wasn't. Watch an old episode, bullshit. But we loved it. See, at the time, we're too caught up in the moment to objectively look at this piece of television and go, wait a minute, that's a load of crap. It's only later when it's not cool anymore and it comes on telly and you go, whoa, we used to watch that every week? That doesn't mean we shouldn't watch it again for a little bit. There's scores of women who have felt the magic come from my wand. You lot probably haven't heard the historic fables of Husk and the penis of pleasure. There's a lot of women who have felt the full power of this Husk station. Oh man, I just saw, alright, there's this bus stopped on the side of the road, and I was thinking, what's this? He's not indicating, he's not stopping, he's not picking anyone up. And you know, we go past it, see the bus driver staggering into some bushes to have a piss. Luckily, I ain't got any people on board, but fucking hell, he must have been bursting because he was all over the shop. That's not something you see every day.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Where I work, we've got a toilet, right? There's one cubicle for the sit-down business and one little target for the standing up, having a piss business. And one of the light on the outside, in the toilet, there's one light that broke, so the only light we've got to show is the one inside the sit-down cubicle bit. So I went into the toilet just for lunch. I went in and it was all dark. I was like, whoa. So I instinctively went to turn the light on. The door shut then, and then it was pitch black, because obviously the light was on, and the bloke in the cubicle had it on. And when I turn the light off. Like this. So then I was startled, and in the dark, so I turned the light switch on and off a random number of times, to which another thing from inside the kid were going, "Oi! It wasn't like they were, so they just sounded like they were shocked. They were shocked, I was shocked. I panicked, turned the lights on and off loads of times, and in the end, I didn't know what was on or off. So, I was thinking, shit, I don't want to talk to the man in the toilet, because blokes don't talk in toilets, that's not allowed. And I didn't want him coming out with like a little white tail or, you know, penguining out in his pants. So then I heard the door rattle, and I panicked, and ran out, and I'd kind of managed to find my way to the door and ran off. In my mind, I went back to the school, my schoolboy days, and just thought, leg it! And then I hit around the corner. So I don't know who it was. Who had just been... had the light turned off whilst having a poo. Oh, it made me laugh. Oh, I'm still laughing at the toilet thing. That's funny. You can't script that. Can you imagine if you were in the toilet, someone comes in and turns it off whilst you're in there? What a bastard.
Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gotta put your arm up to the air and... After my brief brush with mortality last week, where I had a pain in my chest and I had dramatic scenes of having a heart attack stroke, not just like a normal one, I was envisaging a kind of the heart attacks they have on soap operas. And he's gonna put your arm up to the air and then you're gone. What made it worse is that I was playing football and we were getting absolutely fucking thrashed. This team was running around taking the piss. And that's really what struck me afterwards. What a way to die, being thrashed at football. And then you can imagine the service and the vicar. Died playing football, but were they winning? No, I'm being thrashed. Oh, shit. Let's say something like, despite Hosk's great efforts, he could not bring the team single-handedly to victory despite trying his hardest. I kind of just imagine maybe the vicar trying to get something good out of it. So the team isn't looking. Did he score a goal? No. Any good passing? No. And about a good tackle? No. Run around a lot? Yeah, quite a lot. Aimlessly. How would you describe him? He was a good team player. Oh, Vicar goes to his buddy, that means he's shit. Whoa, easy, Vicar, what are you saying? What's your mouth, you dirty religious man? It's not easy, you see you out there. Actually, it was amusing when I had to go for an ECG, I think, or some other three letters test. The doctor said, how do you do it? I said, I think I was indoor skydiving. And then it got worse when I played football. So he put like indoor skydiving football. They went for this test later. She went, indoor skydiving football, is that a new sport? How do you play that? It's like, no, they're separate things. One of them did it, I think. I don't know. I don't remember hurting my chest at any point. But then she had to shave some of my chest to put these little wire things on me. And she's like, oh, don't worry, I'll leave you some. To be honest, you've got a lot. You'll be all right. You can just comb that over, hide the shaven bits. It reminded me of 4-year-old virgin. So I'll like, if I pull someone in the forthcoming couple of weeks, I'll go, what is that shaven chest in two weird little spots? Been watching 4-year-old virgin. You're not a virgin, are you? yeah, that's right. So I'm kidding, I'm not a virgin. And just because I'm 30 doesn't mean I'm going to make another film 30-year-old virgin, because I'm not, all right, damn you. There are plenty of women who have been hosconated, thank you very much. Yeah, there's a lot of women who have felt the full power of this hosk station. There's scores of women who have felt the magic come from my wand. But yes, plenty of women who have been touched by the cock of Hosk. Many people have been tested with Hosk's dick of truth. So you lot probably haven't heard the historic fables of Hosk and the penis of pleasure. So just to reassure all the little Hoskalites out there, the Hosk is feeling strong and as fertile as a bull in a field full of female bulls. Cows, I believe they know.
Jingle!
Cunt! 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 You stupid cunt!
I would love the McGugan to be in any film. It would just... In fact, I would like McGugan! You have to say his name like that, by the way. I would love the McGugan to be in a soap. Just go around causing mayhem. I mean, the plot lines would just be fucked up totally. Can you imagine him pursuing a love interest? Hello? I want to go out with you! You won't say no! I'll get you! You've been seeing my wife! You won't keep doing it! Who is number one? Or any film. In fact, I'd love a film with McGugan, Hasselhoff, Tom Cruise and James T. Kirk. Otherwise known as William Shatner. And we'll have, we'll throw Jean-Luc Picard in there, Patrick Stewart as well, for no reason. And then have them as a crime-fighting unit. Oh, that's pretty old. They'll have to get Tom Cruise to do all the wrestling and shit. Ah, oh, be awesome. So I rang my BT number today, and lo and behold, the mother... Fucker rings. Oh, goodness. It's only taken, 29th of September it should have happened, so now it's the 22nd of October. I thought, it's just over 3 weeks. I mean, God, what's all the fuss about? What's all the ranting for, Hosky, eh? Only 3 weeks? Have the number you actually had before? Goodness me. So today, I ring Sky. Let's get the broadband up. Let's get the Host Half Hour up and running again. Oh, it's their turn to fuck me over today. Fucking tag-teaming me. You think you beat one of them, and then he sneakily bloody subbed his mate in, and now he's bloody starting on me. Right, got Sky. Yeah, we cancelled your order. Why the fuck would you do that, please? Well, the phone weren't working. Well, I know that. You've been cancelled it. What's that mean? Why didn't you fucking ring me? What, how come I have to ring you to find this out? Last time, you said you were escalating it to a manager, and he'll ring me in 2 days. Instead, you've cancelled it. You fuck. So, did you take the money? Yeah, we took it. What? What? You gotta order it again. Alright then, can I order it again? Yeah. Well, I don't do that. Fucking hell. Does anyone do anything there? Jesus. Anyways, alright, what's the number? Give him the phone number. I'm going to talk to a colleague, because I'm not sure if what I'm about to tell you is true. She puts me on hold for 5 minutes, and then fucking hangs up. Thanks a lot, Sky. Way to go, team. What a bastard. So the quest for broadband continues. And this is a fucking big quest, let me tell you. I suppose once I beat this level, I should get to an end of level boss. No, what the fuck that might be, who knows?
Talking about breasts, let's go for a dad joke in the breastular region. I'm not sure it's really going to work. What do you do? What happens when you ask an old lady? This is wrong. It's not really a joke. It's more a cartoon, but I might have to speak it to you. Don't analyse this joke too much, will you? Alright? What happens if you ask an old lady to show her your breasts? No, that's wrong. This joke is all wrong. It's just, why would you ask an old lady to show her, for her to show you her breasts? You wouldn't do that, but if you did, right, let's just suspend belief for a second. What happens if you ask an old lady... You get arrested. No, that's not a punchline. What happens if you ask an old lady to show you her breasts? She lifts up her skirt. Wee!
Makucho, I live by the law of the jingle.
To manipulate time? Of course you fucking have. What do you think? Are you a time lord? I mean, what the fuck? He hasn't got powers to manipulate time. None of us have, mate. We're just fucking humans.
News nugget. It's a beauty, this is. Man punched over urinal etiquette. I mean, it is a shady area, because the rules and etiquette are not fully known to everyone. There could be local differences as well, but New Zealand ended up in court after punching a man over a breach of urinal etiquette. He punched the victim twice after he used the urinal next to him in a pub. Aldridge accused his victim of looking at him. Well, I mean, come on, buddy, you don't go in there and start looking at people in the toilet. Now, you think, well, that's bad, but then you can understand him in a way. He says when the victim spoke to the defendant, he was effectively smirking. The defendant was outraged. I mean, that's the last thing. I mean, it's difficult enough concentrating on getting it in the urinal, let alone you've got someone staring and smirking at you next door. I mean, come on. The pressure's on enough here. Don't need you adding to it. And what are you laughing at? Was it a joke you heard earlier? No, never laugh in the toilets. Punch him. The judge got a bit carried away, though, because he said he gave him 50 hours community service and then said it's exactly the sort of behaviour that makes people afraid to go downtown. I mean, are people terrified of going into town because they think they're going to get punched in the toilet after they've looked at someone's knob and smirked? I mean, if that's what they're terrified of, just stop. Don't laugh in the toilets and you'll be fine. Go into the stall if you need to let loose a few giggles or smirks. And it is, rumours are unfounded that the accused was said to say, "Are you taking the piss?" on hearing his sentence. Oh, I'm on form today, eh? It does sound a bit sad when you I talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables.
You know, you lost all your listeners there.
First, my brother has a cleft chin. The fuck's a cleft chin? Is it one of those bum Steve Davis bum chins? I just thought you got that through over-usage of the snooker cue on chin area.
Fucking thrashed. Oh, shit. Buddy, what means is shit? Yeah, let's fucking talk. Bastards and twats. Bastards and twats. Completely fucking bollocks. Past here, there, and every fucking where. Fucking team. Whatever the fuck they do. What a bastard he was. Fucking bullshit. Fuck me over. Fucking did. Fucking shenanigans. Bastards and twats. Now you know what it stands for. Shit. Motherfucker, get it right forever! Motherfucker, get it right forever! 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 Buggers! Rapper songs, bloody morons. The motherfucker rings. What a bastard. Fucking brilliant about that. Fucking crap penis. Fuck it, me. Bastards.
News nugget, a couple of things this week which made me laugh. There was one bloke who got trapped, talking to toilets, look, there you go, he got trapped in the toilet for 4 days. He went to exit the cubicle and the handle came off. It must be a nightmare scenario. Luckily he had a war in there because you don't want to be delving down into the old basin. Whoa, shit it out. He had a tap, he had no phone, nothing to eat. And then that was like on Friday or something like that. And he was trapped for 4 days. Now that is so boring. It must be, well, imagine if you'd done a really smelly shit and then you were trapped in there for 4 days. Oh, man. But he was trapped in a little cubicle for 4 days. Now that is boring. What do you do in 4 days? It reminds me of like a kind of prison scene. If it was Sylvester Stallone, it'd be like doing press-ups, work, keeping fit in the cubicle. But you can't even... You'd have to sleep sitting on the bog. It'd be all right if that happened in a disabled toilet. You'd be... Their space, their luxury. Christ, they've probably got beds in and all sorts. A little TV. If it was at home, I have a little stack of copies of Viz. I could delve in. Well, they wouldn't last very long, though. The Viz these days, that's probably about half a day reading front to back. Had taken my time.
Hoskie's gonna tell you something now.
Let's talk a bit more about Sky and how they've screwed me over good and proper. For some reason, they decided that they were going to stop my application for broadband. And the last time I spoke to them, they said, "Oh, very sorry for mucking you about, not informing you that we didn't send out the stuff, blah, 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 blah." What I'll do is I'll get my manager to call you in a couple of days. Hey, you know, I'm escalating this up, baby. This is going up. High priority. DEFCON 1. All right, so obviously I didn't hear anything for a week. I ring them, and then the woman goes, it seems like we've cancelled your order. Why would you do that exactly? Turn out the phone. But you wouldn't ring me to tell me you'd done that. No, not really. So instead of escalating it, you've just fucking cancelled it. Yeah, brilliant. So did you refund the money? No, we didn't do that. Why didn't you fucking do that then? So you're all right with the cancelling? Yeah, fucking brilliant at that. At the refunding and the telling me, you're crap. Brilliant fucking tactic. Way to go, Sky. really doing a fucking move there, aren't you, eh? I mean, I've been with bloody BT. I've been playing the game, falling down the snake a number of times. With Sky, I didn't fall down the snake. They fucking chucked me off the board! When I was still at my house, mate, the shenanigans and conversations, he just sent me this picture of this bloke bashing his head against a wall. And it's true, you have to, in some ways, I admire the kind of ineptitude and stupidity of the people who work in these call centres. I mean, they're like international footballers. They do things we just couldn't even imagine doing. You know, they've got a natural talent for just doing the most annoying fucking crap thing that possibly could come to mind if you were to think of it. I don't think if I was there thinking of what would really annoy someone, I couldn't think I could come up with stuff as cruel as this. And yesterday we had someone from BT ring me up on the changed phone number saying, has your changed phone number, has it come through yet? And my housemate answered, he said, well, what number did you ring? I have the changed phone number. Yes, it has worked then, you penis. So with Sky, it takes 10 days for them to refund my money. But if I want to go forward with it, they can take my money fucking instantly. Way to go. Way to go, Sky. What a system you've got there. Fuck it, me. And to cap it off, I had to sit there for about 5 minutes listening to the terms and conditions again. Bastards. So another 5 to 10 days. But it probably won't take 5 to 10 days. Yeah, right. It might take a fucking whole month. Oh, I've got to stop speaking about that now. I'm getting too angry. And these heart attacks they have on soap operas. Kind of put your arm up to the air.
I was just listening to the fantastic rock opera song, Tommy, He's a Pinball Wizard. And it amuses me, this story, and it always has, really. He's a deaf, dumb and blind kid, but he can sure play a mean pinball. He plays by sense of smell. I mean, that is just patently ridiculous. How could you possibly play pinball by sense of smell? Well, he can sniff when the ball's coming down between the... It's about to drop in the hole. Oh, he whacks it again. I mean, come on, eh? How does he even know he's doing well? How does he even know what's going on? He can't even see the score. I mean, in reality, what I reckoned is they said, oh, go on, play have a game of this. Poor little deaf, dumb, and blind kid. And he did that, and they was like, oh, he did it, right? And then just randomly waggled it around. He's rubbish, but he went in straight away. And they said, oh, brilliant. Oh, yeah, you've got the top score. Woo, look at you go. Hey, you're deaf, dumb, and blind, but you sure play a mean pinball, you, don't you, hey? No, I don't even know why they're saying that. He can't hear, he's deaf. I mean, but imagine if he played some other sports. Like, I saw the same lad, Tommy, playing football. He was bloody crap. He went on the pitch, sniffing around for the ball, and then he'd just run off wildly in a random direction. He didn't even kick it once all game. I mean, what does a football even smell like? What does a bloody pinball smell like? I think it's lying, and it should be stopped. You can't just make up things in a song like that and get away with it. Although, I would have liked to have seen the porn movie they made of a similar name. See, that would probably be more believable if he could smell out, he could sniff out like a woman's fanny and then went and had sex with them. That I could believe. Although, how he'd know if they were aroused? He could smell it. Well, you see, that's believable. Playing pinball is... the deaf, dumb and blind kid is not believable. Because, well, I don't know. You just couldn't. It's impossible. Let's try to think about it. I get angry.
The Hoskinator.
He's a multi-capable masterpiece. He can squeeze the colour from a ruby or deftly pluck the eye from a living bird. And he's been programmed to enjoy what he does.
Check out the cheese of this. Yes!
I can't sing a love song.
We'll always, baby, always, I'll be there. Go on, jump on.
I don't like her.
Always.
Till the words don't rhyme. Well, that'll be a long time, because this mother fucker can rhyme forever! Just a man. You can hold it close. Hold your lip. You say the words. Be gagging to hear. Will I wait? Or whatever the words are. Baby. Jump on the horse. Oh, oh, shit, I missed my turning. Fuck. Turning that off is dangerous. I almost missed my turning whilst almost Wayne's worlding it to John Bon Jovi and one of his terrible crapper songs. It wasn't even one of his good ones, eh? How embarrassing is that? Well, I hope you enjoyed that, you little buggers.
Where did that accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. But, you're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like
stop forcing my hand.
Honestly,
stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is the muck-ups.
What a way to die, being thrashed at football. Yeah, there's a lot of women who have felt the full power of this Hosk Station fucking team. Whatever the fuck they do, I'm sure young people are getting stupider every year. Honestly, they'll have Teletubbies on Radio 1 soon. You just watch. There's scores of women who have felt the magic come from my wand. Past here, there, and every fucking where. The McGugan. They'll get Tom Cruise to do all the wrestling and shit. Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh man, that is so alright. There's this bus stopped on the side of the road, and I was thinking, what's this? He's not indicating, he's not stopping, he's not picking anyone up. And, you know, we go past it, see the bus driver staggering into some bushes to have a piss. Luckily, I ain't got any people on board, but fucking hell, he must have been bursting because he was all over the shop. And that's not something you see every day. If it goes to his buddy, that means he's shit. Many people have been tested with Hoss Dick of Truth. Yeah, let's fucking talk. The McGugan. Genius, it's got all the elements of a cracking quiz. One, embarrassing tracksuits. Two, puzzles of the Sudoku variety that are so popular these days. And then when everyone does it, they sort of go, gone, like, with a flourishy finish and a nerdy, oh, they fucking chucked me off the board! Just to reassure all the little Hoskalites out there, the Hosk is feeling strong and as fertile as a bull in a field full of female bulls. Cows, I believe they know. Bastards and twats. Now you know what it stands for. The McGugan. Get me there till the words don't rhyme. Well, that'll be a long time, because this mother fucker can rhyme forever! Oh, what a bastard. And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Oh, yeah, yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.